My name is Linda Nickish, and I'm an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Give me the raw numbers. What do the 2011 figures show that women made in comparison to men who were doing the same kind of work?
Well, in 2011, Missouri women who were full-time wage and salary workers had median weekly earnings of $628, or 74.7% of their male counterparts in Missouri. In Missouri, male workers earned a median weekly earning of $841. If you look at nationwide, women earned $684, or 82.2% of men's median weekly earnings. So in Missouri, we are a little bit below the average for the nation.
In fact, we've lost about half a point from last year, it looks like.
That's correct. Last year, our median weekly earnings for women were 75.2% of men. So we have taken a slight dip from the previous year. That's correct.
Now, did I see somewhere our low was 73.5? So we're easing down toward our historic lows for some reason.
Well, we actually hit the high point we hit was in 1998 when women in Missouri earned 80.8% of men's earnings. And since then, we have been in the 70s. You're correct. And as far as in the last few years, we've stayed around the 75 to 77% range since 2003. So we haven't varied too much from that since 2003, in that 75 to 77% range for what women are earning compared to men.
Tell me how you get these measurements.
This data is actually collected through a survey called the Current Population Survey, and it's actually collected for us by the Bureau of the Census, and they go in and they talk to individuals in their homes. So this is a household survey where they sit down and talk to individuals in their homes, and that's how this data is collected.
And do you have specific job categories that you separate things into?
They do at the national level, but at the state level, we do not, because the sample size in each state is rather small. We don't have occupational data at the state level, unfortunately. They do have some data at the national level. Speaking of that, though, we do know nationally, for instance, that some of the more high-paying jobs tend to be in like management and professional occupations, and women just don't have as great a presence nationally in management jobs as do men. So there are various things that affect what a woman is earning as compared to a man's. Part of it has to do with their occupation that they've chosen, the industry they work in. So there are certain jobs that are, women aren't necessarily in that may be higher paying, or some of the jobs that they do choose, possibly because they're mothers or they're homemakers, some of those jobs don't pay as high as men's jobs.
So is this some kind of a measurement of the height of or the strength of the glass ceiling?
No, I wouldn't really say that. It's because women have come a long way nationally. This data actually was collected, it goes back to 1979. State data does not, but just to give you a reference, in 1979, women earned 62% of what men earned. So women are, their numbers are coming up as far as the ratio of their earnings to men, but there's many things that can go into that, and like I say, educational attainment, if more and more women are seeking higher education, as women maybe choose to go into what used to be what we might call traditional occupations that men occupied. So there's a lot of different things that can affect this. But of course, this is just 2011 is just like a snapshot of that year, and things do fluctuate year too.
So Missouri has stayed pretty much in the same range now for a number of years. Which I guess I'm kind of curious about that, because that would mean that women's educational level has not significantly changed in relation to men, that their positions within companies in terms of higher, lower paid positions have not changed in relation to men, experience levels have not changed in relationship to men. Would that be fair to say?
Well, for state data, we really don't have that detail. We really can't say that that's what's happening in Missouri. We just don't have that level of detail. If you look at one of the things that does affect the earnings of women compared to men is the industries, in different states. So it's really hard. Certain industries and occupations vary from state to state, so that can also contribute to the percent, the ratio of women's to men's earnings. Some of the states that have high earnings for women, for instance, are in the Northeast or along the West Coast. So and that might be because of the types of industries that are in those industries that would have high paying jobs. So it doesn't necessarily mean that Missouri isn't making progress that at all. It just means that this is what's happening in Missouri. Like I said, we can't really say it's for one particular reason.
Linda, is this only for full-time 40-hour a week positions that you measure?
Yes, this particular survey is just for full-time wage and salary workers. That's correct.
Okay, so waitresses and wait men and wait women, or whatever the term is these days, you don't get into that so much with this kind of study.
That's correct. Not with this particular one.
Yeah. Now, refresh for me where we are in terms of our percentage versus the national percentage.
Okay. Women in Missouri earned 74.7% of what their male counterparts earned, and nationwide, women earned 82.2% of their male counterparts in 2011.
So that's an 8 percentage point difference. That means some states must really be up there.
Well, we have California happens to be the state where the ratio is highest. It's 89.9%, and that's followed by Arizona at 88.5% and Nevada at 88.4%. So those are like the top three states, but we also have in the 85% is New York and Tennessee. In each of those states, women's ratio to men's earnings are 85%. New York and Tennessee. I will point out that there all 50 states in all 50 states women do earn less than men. So there isn't one state where women earn more. But there are some states where their ratio is higher. That's correct.
Do you know if any states have passed laws requiring equal pay for equal work law?
No, I'm sorry, sir. I do not know. Yeah. I don't know that.
I don't either, so that's why I was asking. I mean, because the issue has come up in the legislature, and I cover the state senate when they're around, and I know I've heard that phrase talked about, but I've never seen Missouri make much movement in that direction into adopting that kind of a law, so I didn't know if other states had it. Well, you folks compile this information. How is it to be used? What are people supposed to draw from this other than here are some numbers?
Well, the job of the Bureau of Labor Statistics is to report on the workforce, on price movements, on changes in the workforce, on wages, on earnings. So this is one of the many data sets that we collect data on and report it in a nonpartisan way. So what we're trying to do is just inform the public of this trend that we're seeing in women's earnings across all 50 states, because we do have data, like I say, broken down for each state, and it varies, like I mentioned earlier, from a low of, well, in Louisiana, for instance, women earned 68.7% of their male counterparts to a high in California of 88.9%. So there is a wide variation among the states as far as women's to men's earnings. And our job as the Bureau of Labor Statistics is just to report data on the labor force for the country as a whole, and when we can on the various states.
So your motto is kind of like the Fox News report. The Fox News motto is, "We report, you decide."
That's correct. That is our job, to report the data and to be nonpartisan. And we report it, and we leave the analysis to the private economist.
Do you know how many people were surveyed in computing this?
I can tell you that in the household survey, the Census Bureau talks to 60,000 households each month, and they do cover all 50 states plus the District of Columbia. Now, the earnings data are collected from one-fourth of that sample.
Okay. And I'm sure the Census Bureau does all kinds of things to make sure that its figures are statistically representative, and so you're pretty confident that you're getting the right stuff from them.
Yes, and they would have the same question to ask in each household. When they do sit down and survey the household members, they don't vary from the questions they ask, so that we make sure that everybody, whether you're in Missouri or Vermont or California, you're asked the very same questions by the census worker.
You mentioned that the variations, for example, in Maine and the Northeast and California might account for the different kinds of industries that there are in these areas, or the different kinds of jobs that are available in those areas, not available somewhere else.
That's correct. There are variation among the states, and part of that is due to the industries within those states, and then, of course, the occupations within those industries and the composition of the labor force also. So there are variations that does contribute to some of the difference among the median weekly earnings for women and men as well among the 50 states.
It sounds to me like then it probably wouldn't be wise to compare Missouri to other states. Missouri's figures should be considered as figures unto themselves. Would that be fair?
I think that would be fair, yes, because we know that our industries would not be the same as what you would find, for instance, in New York or in California. So that would be fair that we aren't. That's why we caution not to necessarily compare. There's always an interest in, how much are women earning in California or Nevada or Oregon? There's a likely interest in all that, but you really shouldn't compare because of that, because of exactly what you said. The industry and the occupational mix differs from state to state.
Is it more valid then to compare a state's numbers to the national averages?
I think it might be better, because we are looking at all 50 states, and we can see that that might be a better look, something to look at, to see if the nation as a whole, what's happening to the nation as a whole over time, is that the same thing happening in each particular state over time?
Okay. Well, you have the numbers for the median salaries for men and women.
Yes, we do.
And that doesn't seem to me to be all that high a median. This is this is so much per week, right? As opposed to
right. And the median, as you probably know, that means that 50% of the people would earn more than that, 50% would earn less than that. So this is that midpoint.
Yeah.